I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Right now, talking about these proposed Major League Baseball playoff changes. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Here's my thing, Jason. You seem against change. All I'm saying is Major League Baseball at one point, probably a little bit before we were growing up, was the number one sport. The NFL has surpassed it by a million miles.
Right.
Other things have come into play. Esports, for example. They're going to have an esports thing. I saw when I was on the Metro 2 days ago, I saw posters for the esports team that's coming. I think it's to play Overwatch. They're going to probably sell out the Anthem.
And that holds, what, 7,500, 8,000?
So what's the point?
Is that there are all these new things coming up, and sometimes you have to tinker with things and change, or you're going to fall behind.
But I don't think Jason is saying, hold on, let me say this. I don't think Jason's saying I'm against all change. Right. He's just saying, I don't like this change.
I understand that. But sports gambling. Leagues are now looking to embrace sports gambling that they never would have considered it years before. So this proposal, you don't like it. I don't think it's so radical. I think that what they're trying to do is spice things up.
Oh, I think it's extremely radical. Compared to what baseball's done in the past, it's extremely radical. This isn't a significant major change, really? You think that?
I don't think it's so radical that the top teams are going to play inferior teams. It might be a little bit different.
No.
Because
it's not, it's not that they're playing the teams, they're picking them.
I understand that.
Give me a sport where they
but
do
I
that.
Don't think the net result is going to be that different. They're adding two teams, okay? In the end, the better teams are going to play the lesser teams. That's basically what happens. And right, they're basically just shuffling the deck chairs.
Why can't you add the two teams, but just they play each other based on seeding?
But that's
why
not even how they do it now, because they factor in the divisions. And
okay, well, the division winners are seeded higher than the wild cards.
It's not like when we start the playoffs
now. If you want
now,
to expand the playoffs, just add a wild card team or two, and then the seeding is what it is. The numbers are what they are.
Okay, but right now, it's not like they go, all right, we're going to give one a bye, two's going to play five, and three's going to play four.
No,
it's
I
not
know.
How they do it.
I know. It's radical. This change is radical. You may not think it is, but
I just think it doesn't necessarily make the most sense right now.
Well, I just think it adds a weird element with them picking.
I think that if you're a wild card team, if you're a wild card team based on this new format, if you're a wild card team and you have a better record than the team you're going to play, and you have to play all three of those games on the road, I think that's huge. That's a huge advantage.
I don't love that, but also look at this as it's an initial proposal.
Well, again, they may be just throwing this out there, and it was leaked to a couple different writers, and they threw it out there, and they just want to see what the response is. Players hate it. Trevor Bauer's killing Manfred.
It's one player.
Well, you think that most players like this idea?
I don't know.
All right.
I've heard from
Drabby,
one guy.
You look like you're chomping at the bit.
I'm just frustrated. How'd the juice ball season work out? Were the ratings through the roof? Nope.
Well, I don't know what the ratings were.
They weren't. It is what it is. It's a great sport that is a little niche, that is not as popular as football and basketball anymore. And that's okay. You don't have to change everything all the time and just throw all this crap against the wall. He's trying to turn it into a reality TV show to appeal to 15-year-olds again.
Yeah, I hate reality TV. I think it's just I think it's TV driven. I really do. They want to get these TV partners excited about the reality aspect, and everyone watches to see.
Well,
the
I think it is TV driven in the sense they are trying to everyone is losing ratings. Everyone.
And you did see the attendance did go down last year.
1.7% or something like that.
Do you know the MLB? You can't even see a video that they don't own on the internet, YouTube, Twitter. The reason why NBA is so popular on social media, people talk about it all the time, is because they let them, it's almost free use.
Right.
The MLB is too proprietary.
They lock everything down on baseball. You can't even get young people excited about it because they don't see it.
Well, if you say that's true about the NBA,
that's fine. So if I want to make a video of LeBron James highlights, I could do that on YouTube, and they're not going to flag me.
They encourage free sharing, all that stuff. All those people who own blogs, analysts, whatever, they're breaking down video all the time. You can't. Barstool Sports can't post an MLB video of a home run.
Well, MLB,
that's ridiculous.
MLB is just late to the party that kids aren't necessarily sitting down and watching TV anymore. They're watching everything on their phones, devices.
And again, I don't.
And
think,
they're losing out on all.
Even
that.
Though baseball may say it, I don't think they give a rat's ass if the 10-year-old kids are going to games. It's all TV driven. Teams are still handing out $350 million contracts. The money's there.
I don't know how much longer that's going to be sustainable.
We've been saying that for 20 years.
I know.
The money goes up and up and up. Wait till Mookie Betts signs. Why don't we go to a couple listeners, see what they think.
All right, let's go to Chris in Bowie. Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, guys? Hey, I'm with Jason. I'm sorry. This is radical. I don't like adding more teams. You're making it mediocre. So then you got these bad teams in the playoffs. So you got, 14 out of 32 teams? What's it, 32 teams in MLB?
I think it's 30.
30. So you got half the teams. That's mediocre. That's basically kid soccer. We got participation trophies there. And then what about, I played college baseball. And when we went on in the playoffs, we had to go on the road for 3 games. And it is drastic. It's a disadvantage. It's a big-time disadvantage. As Jason said, I think it's money driven, and then you got teams picking other teams to play. That's retarded. That's just Major League Baseball teams are so even. You can't say, "Oh, I'm going to pick this team, and we know we're going to beat them," because you don't know that's going to happen. Just like the wild card this year, a wild card, that one game wild card is exciting. I don't care what anybody says; it's heart wrenching, exciting. Look at the Nats. They were down all the way to the eighth inning, and they came back and won. It's exciting.
I agree.
It the way it is.
I don't mind the one-game playoff. If you wanted to make any change, I would say maybe expand the wild card playoff to best of three, but that's probably the extent of it for me. I mean, was the wild card, the one-game wild card excited here?
Yeah, because we won.
Well, of course.
Right.
Absolutely.
But I don't think it's necessarily fair.
And then you're playing the Cardinals, and at least you're hosting some games. You're not playing 3 games all on the road.
I just think that all year, everything is decided by, 3-game series, 4-game series, whatever. And then all of a sudden, you're playing a 1-game series. It's not even representative of what you did all year.
Okay, well, you can
expand. Anybody can win one given game.
You can expand that if you want. Yeah. I don't think you have to add 4 teams.
And
I'm
always for expansion of playoff teams just because the playoffs are awesome. So give me more awesome.
I think you're watering it down a little bit.
You are.
Would you add the DH to the NL? Because I want to gauge Jason's change meter.
I mean,
what would he change in baseball?
I don't like major change, but I mean, I'm not going to. I think that's so far less radical, a less radical idea than this one.
Flakes would, yes. The pitchers don't need to hit. I mean, it's just dumb.
Part of the thrill of part of the allure of watching Max Scherzer is watching him hit. Sorry.
He's a rare bird.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He's super exciting.
Give me more offense. That should be the mantra going forward in every sport.
Right,
give me more offense.
You can look up his average. He hit 200, whatever, but he still had big hits.
He's so good, he hit himself in the eye.
That's such a minor change that we're talking about.
Right.
Than what they're trying to do with this expansion.
Right.
I mean, that's a blip compared to this.
He hits 193.
I wanted to gauge your change meter, Jason.
No, I mean, I'm not pushing for DH.
I actually think you're making a mountain out of a molehill, because this is how it would have worked this year. All right, so the Dodgers had the best record. They would be the one seed and would have a bye in this wild card round.
Mm-hmm.
Braves had the second best record, 2 seed, and you got to go division winners. So
Cardinals,
division winners
three
and
seed.
Cardinals. So the division winners are the same. The Nats would have been the number one wild card with 93 wins. The Brewers would have been the number two wild card with 89 wins. You would have added the Mets and the Diamondbacks, right?
Okay.
So the Dodgers would get the bye. Then all of a sudden, the Braves select one of the Nubs wildcard teams, which means the Nats aren't that team. So they would say, who do we want? The Brewers, the Mets, or the D-backs? So they'd say, okay, let's take on the D-backs, right?
Right.
And then your Cardinals, the other division winner, would say, all right, do we want to take on the Brewers or Mets? So they'd say, okay, we'll take on the Brewers. And then the Nats would play the leftover team, the Mets. I mean, I just think in the end, it's not going to be that much of a difference.
Yeah, but it just changes the matchups. It's a lot of times.
It's a huge difference.
The matchup is everything.
Much of a difference?
Because the better teams are playing the inferior teams. That's the setup.
It's the setup now.
I understand that. That's what I'm saying. It's not that much of a change.
Well, why do you have to...
You said it's a radical change, and then you just said it's the setup now.
Picking teams is radical.
The picking part is, but the end of the picking, it's pretty much going to be the same.
You don't need to make the change. It's fine the way it is. The Major League Baseball playoffs is exciting. We all loved it here. I mean...
Of course we loved it
here. The money is there. You don't need to drive it and expand by four teams. You certainly don't need to... Hey, look, played best of threes where the home team hosts all three games.
Maybe you're right, and maybe Drab's right that Rob Manfred is the worst commissioner in the history of baseball. But what I'm thinking is they're looking at the future of the sport, and they want the sport not to continue to fall down the list where now it's been passed by the NFL and maybe it's been passed by the NBA, and they're seeing these other leagues rise up.
Yeah, but are these things going to actually help that?
I don't know at this point.
I don't ever see
it. But they're willing to try something different.
I don't see it being passed by the NBA. I think it's a strong two, in my opinion.
I mean, more people watch the NBA Finals than watch the World Series.
Do we know that for a fact? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. I can check the numbers. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, all I know
there's
There's definitely more discussion about
the NBA than Major League Baseball.
This is what's wrong about baseball today, is that teams were cheating when they won World Series. That's what's wrong with baseball today. And maybe the contracts are getting out of control. I would agree with that. But...
There obviously is the money there to support it.
I don't think that it's dying to the point where they have to expand by four teams and let the teams pick their playoff opponents. I don't see that at all.
All right, let's go to Sean in D.C. Sean, what's up?
Hey, what's up? How you doing, guys?
What's up, man? Good.
Hey, I'm cool with adding the extra teams, man. I think it's good for...
Your phone's breaking up, buddy. I'm sorry, Sean. Try back on another line. All right, 800-636-1067 if you want to call back. We can continue to chime in on this if you want. Remember, at 840, we got Chris Snocky talk about the Terps. Don't go anywhere.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up in 20 minutes, Chris Snocky is going to join us, the voice of the Terps. Terps have won six in a row atop the Big Ten, going for their 20th win this season as we're getting closer and closer to March Madness. In the 9 o'clock hour, Antonio Daniels, former Wizard, is going to join us. We'll talk about Zion Williamson. I don't know that he's really had any bad games. Pretty much since he's come in, he's probably not going to win Rookie of the Year because he missed so much. Morant's been very good, but Zion's been really good too.
And I bet you Antonio loves him because he sees him every game.
Well, who wouldn't?
I mean, he's just everybody sees the loves explosion. Him. He's probably loved.
Also, want to mention that we touched on this earlier. There's been no confirmation of it, but you know, Cousy was hurt last night. Apparently, after the game, Reardon wouldn't give details, but when he was asked about it, he said, "And this is not good. He's going to be missed."
Mm-hmm.
And I had a buddy that says the rumor is a broken collarbone.
That would
maybe
be huge.
A separated shoulder, something along those lines.
That would be huge.
And yeah. This is a team that's lost three of the four. They're still fine, but you want them to be hitting on all cylinders as we get closer and closer here to the playoffs. So they are in a little bit of a critical juncture right now.
You got
the goalie struggling a little bit, defense, you know, all of that, and then now you lose a guy like Cousy. That could really, you know,
you got
it's
a
critical
three-game
point right
West
now.
Coast swing too. Well, not the coast, but out west, they got to play Arizona, the Golden Knights and one other team I'm just snoozing on. So,
yeah,
three games out west, not the best thing to do if you're missing Cousy for some, if not all, of those games.
Right.
All right, let's bang out a few of these calls. A lot of people want to chime in on this here, what Major League Baseball is allegedly proposing, floating out there to tweak the playoffs. Let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville. Hey, Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, listen, I know that Lurch is probably the biggest baseball fan of you guys. Bish, excuse me, sorry, my bad.
That's all right.
But, hey, I'm a bit of P1 since 99. Old habits are hard to break. So
he doesn't care, really.
I don't.
Go ahead.
I think that, you know, baseball is just shuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic here because they're obsessed with the numbers. The numbers in playoff ratings are down, especially national televised games are down because it's become a regional sport. Most fans really only care about their own team. So they're trying to expand the number of markets that can get into the playoffs because more markets means more ratings, more people pay attention longer during the regular season. But I agree with him. I think it's a gimmick, you know, picking which team. Then MLB needs to focus on just making the game itself more exciting. And I have to agree. I think Manfred is a terrible commissioner because every decision he's made or intimated that he's considering is actually going to make the game more boring and more dull. But the juice ball did not make baseball games more interesting. It eliminated on-base action. And in order to make games stimulating for young kids, you've got to have base runners. The MLB has to figure out how to get more base runners.
Really necessarily about the juice ball. That's about the EB's favorite part, the analytics that have gotten into the game where teams have decided it's all about the long ball. That's kind of what they said, and they don't care about strikeouts anymore.
Right, but the juice ball makes that, it exacerbates that effect. And
maybe
that was a weak decision. Okay, so JP, you're wrong because when more balls fly out of the stadium, that means either you're either getting strikeouts, walks, or home runs, and nobody on the base pass.
I understand.
Players on the base pass make the game more
entertaining. Yeah, but it's just not going to happen. They've already done the math on it, and they've already figured it out.
They don't care.
We might agree with
you
that, you know, having stolen bases is all. Like, I love the Ricky Henderson era. That's amazing. Yeah. I love it when Trey Turner will steal a base.
It's not just stolen bases, though. It's plays at the plate. It's plays at second base from the outfield. It's, you know, outfield assist. And those are the kinds of plays that we all remember. You know, Chip Bream scoring a okay.
You're in-game a baseball nerd.
You're a bit of a nerd. I don't think kids are not watching because there aren't a lot of action on the bases.
The average fan
loves baseball.
Okay, you love baseball, but the average fan isn't dying for a 6-4-3 double play.
No.
That's not what it is.
Look, the fact of the matter is, and maybe Drabby's hitting on something with social media and that sort of thing because kids are on their phones all day long and they're watching. I know my kid, he doesn't, you know, he asked me for the NBA package. I said no. But He watches all of his stuff on the highlights. It's all on highlights on his Snapchat or his...
My son does YouTube.
Yeah.
That's
so
all he does.
All day he just watches highlights of games. Yeah. But if MLB is not doing that... I mean, the fact of the matter is LeBron James is bigger than Mike Trout. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant is bigger than Bryce Harper.
I just looked at the numbers. The NBA Finals last year, which was Toronto against Golden State, averaged 20.5 million viewers. The World Series, which went seven games, had a lot of drama, averaged 14 million.
Drabby, has anybody ever proposed to MLB? Because I haven't recognized that. I didn't realize that. I just never put two and two together that, you know, anybody can post NBA highlights and they're not going to flag it.
Right.
Has anybody proposed that to MLB that they need to do the same thing? And what has their response been?
I don't know for sure. I don't know why they keep it so locked.
Proprietary,
down.
Yeah.
But you have a problem with no stars in baseball, right? Mookie, the name Mookie should be a household name in America, and it's not.
Mookie Betts, if he walked into my Safeway, I'm not sure anybody would know who he is. I'm being honest with you.
Unless you're a Boston fan.
Manfred should be focusing on that. How can we bring the game to more people, get more people excited about it? Just like Bryce Harper, let's make baseball fun again. Nobody knows Mike Trout. You got to get this, your product, you got to show it to people. And I do think that last caller does have a point. With the infield shifts and the launch angle, it is all or nothing in baseball, which clearly
we're
not responding to it.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's more of the kids' idols are more, they're just like hoops guys. They're NFL guys. It's just not as popular.
But just think about the major changes that they're starting to institute if they do this. This is a radical change, all right? I'm just sorry. That's the term I'm going to use. But they're now also going to make pitchers pitch to three batters. Think about how big of a change that is.
It's a strategic change.
Right, because they think it's going to speed up the game. They don't want the games to be through. And I don't think it's going to really work. But think about the changes that Manfred is putting in to, quote, make the game better. And I'm not sure it's working. I don't think this format's going to work either.
I just think sports change. I mean, the NBA and college basketball, we kind of grew up with it early on, but there used to not be a three-point line. We grew up with four-corners basketball. Team would be up by like 5 points, and they would run the clock for five or 6 minutes.
Used to be not be a shot clock. Can you imagine not with that? Watching a game without a shot clock
in 2020?
It's not
to say that all change is bad.
Yeah.
I'm fine with change, tweaks here and there.
And at the time, we might have been like, why do you need it? But over time, you get used to it. If they did institute an expansion of four teams and best of threes all at home and picking teams, okay, we'll certainly get used to it. I just don't think you need it. It's unnecessary. Okay.
I think you would get more. I think Drive is really onto
something. Major League Baseball had $11 billion in revenue last year, a record. Every single year, they get a record amount of revenue.
Right.
It's not dying.
No, it's not dying.
It's not dying.
But, you know, you want to get more youth. Look, I don't think there's any question about it. That, and also because of the other sports, there's not as many young kids playing baseball, just like there's not as many young kids playing football.
Their ability to make money is clearly not dying, but fans in the stands and fans watching on TV, those numbers are dwindling.
It's a slow leak.
And that's something that Manfred, that you know that he's concerned about.
Dwindling might be an overstatement, but if you lose 1.7%, is that dwindling?
If you lose it every year, if it keeps going down 1.7 or 1.2%,
it's concerning. They're concerned. Look, there's a million things. Like, here's another little factor. I have no idea how much of a factor it is. Which video games are popular for kids? NBA 2K.
FIFA.
Right. NBA 2K. And that drives their enthusiasm to the sports as they grow up and become adults who can consume and spend money.
True, but they have a baseball game out there. It's just not popular.
Correct.
Okay. But I think Drabby hit on something with the social media stuff. Let the bloggers, let all those guys post highlights. So that kids, when they get in the morning, they could see, even if it's just home runs.
There's a guy named Omar who started an Instagram 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, called House of Highlights. It's an NBA highlight Instagram. It has 16 million followers now. Mm-hmm. And because people are obsessed with it, anytime something
I don't know why I'm not doing that. Why am I not just glomming onto that?
I don't know. I don't know
you
why.
You have to work.
It's crazy.
Okay, hire somebody.
Didn't you try it with Big Pickle Productions?
Yeah, but that was porn.
No, your website. You had whatever the heck that website was
called. EB's World.
Oh, yeah, EB's World.
Yeah, that's just a pain in the ass. And you just get what you get for the advertising is a joke. But, you know, you have to be so popular to make money.
I just think it's too crazy, but what am I? I'm one fan.
I don't like the idea. I just think it's corny of picking. I don't mind the expansion. I think more playoffs is good to me.
I don't mind the 3-batter minimum. I really don't.
Well, you don't mind anything.
No, there's some things
I would. You want to change it to 4 outs? You probably wouldn't.
I would definitely not go for that. 2 outs, maybe.
Right. All right, let's go.
4 outs just makes the game longer. Yeah. 2 outs.
Right.
Let's go to Don in Fredericksburg. Don, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, so I think a couple callers kind of hit on it already. One of my points being, I think it's just about getting more teams or to keep more teams from tanking. But I'll be honest with you, if my kids are baseball crazy, and down in Fredericksburg, I mean, we've got the Fred Nats coming down. We've got two new baseball academies, and I mean, it's shoulder to shoulder in there with kids. So we got the biggest little league in the state down there. So I don't know. I don't see the kids not doing it, not playing the game. But as far as maybe going to the games, you know, I think changes are coming, and I think what you saw those commercials last year, like let the kids play. I think if they focus on those kind of things, like when I grew up, you know, I'd drop the hoop down to like 4 feet and then I'd dunk and then I'd do a Shaq Fu. Like you're condemned in baseball for showing personality. Like they need to fix that. Let them have a little more flash, but if in the stadium, the environment, if they could figure out how to make a baseball game, like have you seen those Central American games? Cowbells and horns going off. I mean, it's like a party in the stands. If they can figure out how to incorporate
different type
of environment.
Different culture.
Yeah, I know, but when the World Baseball Classic came, like you saw that and you saw the response.
I didn't see
that. Okay. All right. Well, it was down in Miami. No, it was down in Miami, and it's a cultural change,
Don,
right?
Don, if you're going to argue that expanding the playoffs will get more cities involved and the less tanking, and so the stadiums will be more full down the stretch because they have a shot. All right, I'll give you that. But I think that this particular idea is strictly for the TV networks.
Dravy, is this true? Somebody is saying that the baseball game's only available on PlayStation, not even on Xbox. That can't be possible. Is that true?
I don't know.
No idea.
I'm just going to say that can't be true. It's not possible! Or that's right at the same line with MLB just boxing themselves in with some stupid, like, how they have not licensed that to Xbox.
Begging people to consume their content.
That cannot be true. Doesn't Xbox pwn PlayStation at this point or no?
I think they're talking about MLB The Show. The game, I believe, is only available
maybe
on PlayStation.
Maybe one is exclusive to a platform. Yeah.
It's not on Xbox. I have an Xbox. I'd be psyched to play.
Is there another MLB game that Xbox has?
No, there's only one.
Right, so that the guy's correct. Game,
yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about watching games.
No. I'm talking about the video game.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How many kids have Xboxes? 50 million? I mean, how many kids have them?
They're missing a big section of people there.
Kids and adults.
Yeah.
Adults. Tons of adults. I think the average age of a gamer, look, we don't really relate to it, is 39 or 40.
Yeah, I'm sure. A bunch of nerds.
That is a shocking number to me that it's that old.
Yeah.
Just look around the room. I know. I understand. I know the video games are wildly popular.
These guys play. They're not.
Yeah.
15.
No, they're not.
They're getting older and older, those guys. They do a lot of Jonin. But they're getting older
like
and older.
You said, JP.
A lot of gray hairs, balding, the dad bods.
The world changes. Sports change. I get it. It's changed over the years. Every sport has changed over the years. And you just get used to it because if you're a sports fan, you just watch.
I mean, think of all these people.
But
that
I'm
used
saying
to say,
you don't
football's
need
getting
this.
Ruined. They're taking all the physicality of the NFL. It's popular as ever.
All right. But
yeah, but not at the younger levels.
No,
the participation is down.
There are different studies. One of the studies I saw, some say that more kids are playing baseball than a few years ago. But in one study, it said like football participation rate was down like 20%. Softball was the second biggest, and baseball was the third biggest.
Well, all my buddies' kids play. I think it kind of depends on where you grow up.
My kid played baseball and got bored out of his mind and had to yank him.
Okay, it's one kid.
Just standing.
Not
there.
Every kid played, but a lot of my friends' kids. They play baseball for years.
Yeah.
By the way, I overstated the age. The average age of a U.S. gamer is 35.
Mm-hmm.
That's not quite 39.
All I'm saying is don't be hypocritical. I believe if an NFL fan, if the NFL changed their format and expanded and let the teams pick their opponents, they would be outraged.
It just seems hokey to me.
They would be. If you're just a casual baseball fan, but you're a huge NFL fan, and you say, yeah, it'd be exciting. You say, it's different. But the NFL did it, and I guarantee you would hate it.
Valdez would have been sice because the Ravens wouldn't have had to play the Titans. He knew that was a bad
They would have hired me as their matchup coordinator.
Right.
Well, that's what I don't like is that you can pick and choose. Like, a team might be a bad matchup, so you avoid them.
But
so
you're
not
really.
Well, no, not if somebody else can knock them out. They might be a good matchup for them. Like, I don't like it for that exact reason.
No sport does it.
Although in that case, the Ravens had a bye. They had to play the winner. The Titans had already beaten the Patriots.
Yeah, but if they had a choice, they would have avoided them.
Yeah.
So
I just think it's nuts.
Could have changed the whole dynamic of the whole thing.
I'm sure I'll lose. I'm sure baseball will make the change.
I don't know.
I doubt it. You always hear about these things.
Somebody says Xbox has RBI baseball. Is that not MLB players?
It's a game for like children.
Right. Does it have MLB teams and players likenesses and all that?
It's like a cartoony.
Oh, it's like NBA Jams back in the day.
What are they doing? I thought all games were on both platforms, especially from the big sports teams.
No, most of the time, yeah, but that is changing.
Sports leagues or whatever.
That I guess in the next year or two, Xbox will get the MLB.
Does Tiger still come out with his game, or is that dead?
That's like it's called like PGA golf.
They stopped after the scandal, didn't they?
Yeah. In fact, I don't know if they even make that anymore. I don't think they do.
That used to be my jam.
Tiger Woods golf. No.
I played it with my brother. It's kind of silly because people can create their own courses.
Yeah.
That like people are great in like Avenel, Riverbend. You can go play them virtually.
Sure, the next is it Pete Dye? That's such an old name.
PB Dye.
Do you know my buddy? We got to go to break. But my buddy
said
he would give me a golf simulator. I can have one for free. I just don't have the ceiling height for it. I don't have the ceiling height in my nub's house.
move into a bigger house.
Got knocked down the ceiling. Yeah.
I could put it in the garage, but I don't have any room because I just have junk everywhere.
Get rid of the junk.
Yes. Yeah.
Can't you get rid of like a bedroom? Just knock down one of the walls.
I could just take the ceiling out and just have like the attic ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, your son's in college now. He doesn't need his bedroom anymore.
You don't need anymore. That anymore. Yeah. Mm. God damn it. Imagine if I had a simulator in the house. It'd be so silly.
Probably not.
Another reason not to ever leave the house.
You're right. Exactly.
All right. Coming up next, Maryland basketball. They've been playing great the last month. They've won six in a row. A top. The Big Ten. We'll talk to the Terps. Color analyst Chris Nockey next here on the Junkies.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Terps Hoops color analyst on the Maryland Sports Radio Network. It's our pal Chris Nockey. What's up, C-Not?
What's up, boys?
Oh, Jason's uber passionate about these baseball postseason changes, and a couple of us don't really care that much, and that makes him even more passionate about it.
Yeah, well, one of the guys doesn't care, never watches baseball, so I'm not surprised.
How dare
That's
you?
Funny. You know what? I know the big fella's going to die on that baseball hill. There's
oh,
no
yeah,
question
yeah.
About
He's going to die on that baseball mound, C-Knock.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Terps. You know, they started out hot, Chris. We all got excited. Then they had a little bit of a swoon, and we're like, oh, okay, they're nowhere near what we thought. But then now they're hot again, and we don't know, you know, how to feel about these guys. They've had some transfers. They're not maybe quite as deep as we thought they
their
were.
Their defense is legit, though.
But their defense, they got a top numbers. 20 defense in yeah. terms of points allowed, you know, around the league. What scares me, Chris, is when I look at their field goal percentages, you know, and I watch them. We all watch them. They're streaky as hell. I think they're dead last in field goal percentage in the Big Ten, and they're real close to it in three-point percentage.
Yeah, EB, to be honest with you, you look at the top 20 teams, and everybody's got something, you know, yeah. that they're concerned about. And there's nobody that doesn't have blemishes. So
yeah.
I hear you that the droughts are maddening, you know, and confounding sometimes considering that you've got some talent on the floor. But, you know, like they say, I mean, they pay the other guys to play, you know, and there's just not a whole lot of difference sometimes between some of these teams. A lot of parity going on in college.
I agree with that.
Certainly a lot of parity in the Big Ten. You know, there's not it's amazing how close these teams are. Mm-hmm. So, I just think that everybody's got something. The defense has been good.
the ability to make plays when needed. I have to contest something you said. I mean, they're 19-4. I don't know. At some point in time, you have to start buying in a little bit, don't
100%.
You?
100%. I agree with you. 100%.
So one of the things they've got that I should knock on wood here is they've got a bunch of guys who can make plays, you know, and not everybody has the multiple guys who can make plays at critical times. I think, you know, it obviously was a great win at Illinois, but you know, maybe the biggest part of the game was when Aaron Wiggins nails two threes right before the half to make a 10-point game a 2-point game at half, and that's a big difference going into the locker room. So. They got some guys who really brought it the other night at Illinois, so it was a great win.
Chris, I'm very happy for what the Terps are doing. Obviously, they're 19-4, but can you explain to me how they're doing it? Because in field goal percentage,
that's what I brought up, Casey.
Yeah,
it's mind blowing how low they are. Rebounding, they're top 30, but how does the math work for them?
Are you guys in separate rooms?
Yeah,
what?
I walked in late. Yeah. I apologize. It's happened before.
I think a lot of it is their defense. I think a lot of those do defense.
It's all good, but it's sort of the lunch pail stuff has really paid off for them. Playing a lot of D, playing a lot of Jalen Smith is playing a little different level too. I mean, you know, let's be honest. Nobody has a rim protector quite like what he's doing right now. He's not only blocking shots; he's keeping them in play. He's far better defensively than I think anybody would have guessed he would be at this point in time. And when you have a guy like that, who's kind of underneath your own rim on the defensive side of things, that's going to really help the cause.
You know, I think the other thing, though, that kind of makes you nervous, Chris, and I'm not trying to doubt the team, we're just trying to have realistic expectations, is that, you know, when they start out so poorly so often, right, and they're digging out from these holes. Now, the good side is, as you say, they're closing out these games, right? They're closing out the end of the half or whatever, and then they're playing better in the second half. And Cowan, I think, at times has been unbelievable at clutch moments. So they have a lot of good that's come from it, but digging those early holes at times has been hard to watch.
Yeah, no, I get it. But they've come back from, and that's not to say you're always going to do it. They've had three 15 or 14 or 15 point deficits just in conference play that they've come back from. So, I mean, I think that gives you an idea that they're very resourceful. They also don't get down on themselves when other people are getting down on them. They just keep playing. They've got some guys who can make plays for them. What they're able to do too when they're down is they string together enough defense so that they're never out. You know, they may be down, but they sort of creep back in a little bit. Then you get a flurry, 6, 7, 8 points, and it's a completely different game. So I hear you that it's maddening to have to watch that. And if you're going to live by that, at some point in time, you're going to die by that. But for the most part right now, I mean, I think they believe. I think that they, you know, when they do get down now, I think that they really are comfortable with where they are. Nobody panics.
Joined by Chris Nocke, Terps basketball color analyst on the Maryland Sports Radio Network. I'm pretty sure nobody has broached this subject yet, C-Knock. If the Terps are to lose to Nebraska tonight, we know who to blame.
Impossible.
It's Jason Bishop, because he is guaranteeing a victory over the low-hanging fruit that are the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Unless the starting five gets corona tonight, they're not going to lose to Nebraska.
Gets corona or has corona.
Right, well, either or, right.
Yeah, I mean, Nebraska's reeling a little bit, obviously. Fred Hoiberg, he signed like 22 guys last year when he came in, and I don't know who any of these guys are. I think that he's tasked with sort of weathering the storm, while he molds the program a bit. He did a great job, of course, when he was at Iowa State. And they've got all the resources in the world to get it done there. It's been a long walk in the desert for these guys this year, for sure.
Yeah, it's a reboot for Nebraska.
Correct.
And then this weekend, going to go play Michigan State on the road. And Michigan State has struggled compared to what their preseason power ranking was and preseason rating was. What's been your opinion of Izzo's team this year, especially with a stud point guard like Cassius?
You know, he came back because, they got to the Final Eight last year. He came back to make a championship run. I don't think they've ever really gotten over, you know, losing Langford again for the entire year. And they don't have the number of options, I think, that they hoped that they would have. Some of the freshmen have played well, but they're just young. And the other thing is that they are Michigan State. They're like Duke, man. You know, they walk into a gym, they get every single team's best shot. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just one of the price. That's part of the price of being a great program. This Saturday, by the way, is game day. So ESPN will be there. It'll be a big time deal in East Lansing. So I'm sure that they have a huge game, by the way. Michigan State is at Illinois Wednesday right. night, tomorrow night. So right. I'm sure regardless of what happens in that game in Champaign, Maryland's going to get their best shot on Saturday. It's the way those games go.
Didn't Michigan State get to the Final Four last year?
Sure. Well, they came through D.C., didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. They beat Duke.
Yeah, they did. That's right. Yeah, they did.
So, I've seen some projections of the Big Ten getting 11 teams into the tournament. I know you got to fill out the slots because you got to fill out 68 teams, but and I think the Big Ten's good, very good, it's very deep. But 11 teams, that might be a little outrageous.
Yeah, and I don't know how, you know, when you head down towards the 10, 11, I don't know how you give any points to an Indiana, for instance, and I'm just throwing them out there. Indiana had such a soft non-conference schedule. I don't know, they beat Florida State. I'll give them that, which in retrospect is a great, great win. But I don't know how you get any points for what they've done in Big Ten play. So I don't know. I mean, they're still – it's funny. You get excited and you get fired up about where you're at and what's ahead. And then it sort of dawns on you, there's still like half of a conference season left to go. This will be the Terps' 13th conference game coming up tonight, yeah, and so you still got seven, including games on the road that are just nightmare places to play: Michigan State, Minnesota. So these are tough games.
Yeah, is Turge having fun now?
I don't think he's ever having fun.
Yeah. He always looks grumpy. Poor guy.
He always looks like he just wants to. He looks like he's just going to have a freaking heart attack.
You know, he loves it deep down, but he does look miserable.
He really does.
No, I tell you what, he loves. I tell you, he really likes these guys. He's got a real connection with his team. He loves practice. He loves being in a locker room with these guys. And I know he's been very public about the fact that he doesn't care what people think and he doesn't read the boards and stuff like that. I still the thing is that he's got a bunch of kids in his house who are all on social media. I mean, they know what's out there and the way people dog him, and that's just again, it's a lot like it just when we see our teams, the teams that we root for, so up close, and you get so fanatic about the following and about being invested, you're sort of reluctant to let things play out. And you know, if you had told any Maryland fan, any remotely objective Maryland fan, 6 weeks ago, that you could be looking at being 10-3 in the league and alone in first place on Valentine's Day, I mean, every single guy would have jumped on that, I'd think. But again, we're reluctant to let things play out, and that's just the way it is. It's just an observation. It's not a complaint.
Yep. All right, man. Well, have fun tonight. Yes, I'm guaranteeing a win with the Terps tonight against Nebraska.
Big old jinx. Okay,
so when are we getting you guys out to a game?
Yeah, we got to get out there. This gets late.
Tonight's an 8:30 tip.
I'm just gonna go with the open ended soon.
Hold on. What do we have left, Chris? Well, I want to take you up on this. What do we have left?
Okay, we got Michigan State and Michigan are weekend games.
Ooh, nice.
The Michigan game is a noon Sunday game to end the season. What's noon Sunday? I think.
What date?
March 9th.
Yeah, 8th.
There you go. And the Michigan State game is the 29th of February, last day of February, and I think that game is probably going to be at like 6:00. So
I'm at Bucknell. I got a lacrosse game.
He's gone every weekend.
I'm gone every weekend, okay. But I might be able to do that Michigan State game. I'm looking Sunday there the 8th.
No, that's Michigan. No.
Michigan is Sunday the 8th.
Yeah. Correct.
I might do that. Can you get me the Chris Nockey seats?
I get you press row, baby. First class.
Press
that's
row.
All, that's all
I like
need.
That.
Press row's good.
Usually they give us the press row. They give us the front press row.
Yeah, it's good. That's
which
a,
I like.
Nice vantage point there.
Which I like. All right, we'll follow up with that. We got to do that.
Yeah, love to have you guys up.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys. Catch
okay, yep. Yeah, I got to get out there. It's embarrassing. I usually go to a couple games.
I usually take my son once a year. That's the one ticket that I end up buying.
Right.
I've got hookups, I think.
We got some connects. We do. Yeah. We got some connects.
I just spoiled. I just like to sit butt close. Just give me butt close and I'm there.
I think I've sat in the very last row at a Maryland game, I think like 2 years ago. Last year, not so bad.
At this point in my life, I ain't doing that.
I agree.
Much of a baller.
I agree.
Yeah. All right, got to take a break. 800-636-1067 is the number. When we come back, let's open up the entertainment page, find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood music. Keep it here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.